This is A Story of Sorts, the podcast mostly about bookish stuff. I'm Karina Pereira, and on this episode I bring you a few books written by Latinx writers and a bit of news for those living in Rotterdam. September is Latinx Heritage Month, and although we're almost at the end of the month, I thought I'd share a few books by Latinx writers I have read or have added to my to-be-read, for those who wish to read more books by Latinx writers. I think that a month dedicated to a group or minority should not be the only reason you read certain books, but they're a great way to research authors you can and should read throughout the year. I found a few of these books myself, both fiction and non-fiction, because of posts dedicated to Latinx Heritage Month, and there are a couple I can't wait to get my hands on. So let's talk about them a bit. In the Dream House by Carmen Maria Machado. This is a memoir written in a very peculiar way. If you read Her Body and Other Parties, the style is very similar, and Machado used it to tell the story of an abusive same-sex relationship. I really loved it, and at the time it came out, everyone was talking about it because it's so good. I recommend you listen to the audiobook narrated by the author because it's the bomb. I love the environment she creates. It's all very gothic and mysterious. It's just really good. Ordinary Girls by Jaquira Diaz. This is another memoir I read last year, and besides telling Diaz's life story, it's also an ode to those who believe in us when no one else does, and how that can change a person's life, especially a young person's life and trajectory. It's not an easy or always happy story, but it's super compelling, and again, I can't recommend the audiobook enough. The House of the Spirits by Isabel Allende. I've read this book a few years ago, and it was my first book by Allende. I like her, I also like the mood of her stories, and how things that seem impossible are put into the real world. I grew up in a small village in Portugal, so you need to know that many Portuguese people have crazy stories about encounters with the afterlife, and that's why the only horror movies that scare the hell out of me are movies about ghosts, because even though I know I shouldn't believe spirits exist, I do. I'm a Capricorn and I can be quite pragmatic about things and say, yeah, those things do not exist, but at the end of the day, I'm terrified of them, and you won't see me playing any ghost games or Ouija board, because I am not messing with that stuff. As the Spanish say, I don't believe in brujas, but they are out there. If the ghosts are just kind of part of the story, however, they don't really scare me, and my favorite stories are actually stories where dead people materialize into our world. So if an author doesn't make it scary and instead makes it matter of fact, I love it. A lot of the elements Allende brings to her stories are just rather entertaining, and this one is a great read. Clap When You Land by Elizabeth Acevedo. I made a bonus episode talking about this book, which you can go listen to after this episode if you want a full review of the book. It tells the story of two sisters who learn of each other's existence after their father dies on a plane accident. Acevedo is an amazing writer, and I love this book. You should also read The Poet X, which is written by the same author and with the same structure, and it's amazing. I have read all of the books above, and I loved all of them, but next is a list I've added to my to-be-read, some of which are already in pre-order, and some of which I already own. Dominicana by Andrew Cruz. I got this book a few months ago, but haven't gotten around to it yet. I do talk about it in another episode. It is the story of Ana Cancion from the Dominican Republic, who gets married to a man she doesn't love in order to move to the US and to provide for a family back home. She tries to run away from that marriage at some point, but is convinced to stay by her brother-in-law, and when her husband needs to travel to the Dominican Republic to deal with some family assets, Ana finally gets the freedom she longed for. Super pumped to read this one. Cemetery Boys by Aidan Thomas. This is another book with a ghost that I can't wait to read. The cover is so freaking beautiful and the premise is just chef's kiss. Now, you're not having a déjà vu. I have already talked about this book on my episode about trans authors, but I am patiently waiting for my copy to arrive because I think this book is going to be amazing. A refresher for those who have heard the mentioned episode and a blurb for those who have no idea what this book is about. It is about Yadriel, who wants to prove his gender to his family by becoming a true brujo. But when he performs a ritual, he ends up summoning the school's bad boy, who wants to find out what the heck happened when he died. So Yadriel has no choice but to help him. Problem is, how do you, and in this case, how does Yadriel let go of a ghost he is crushing on? Which the blurb doesn't say, it's what happens in the book, but I am sure I'm not going out on a limb when I try to guess this is what happens, which kind of makes me realize it probably has a bittersweet, slightly sad ending. Anyway, still very much want to read it. Mexican Gothic by Silvia Moreno Garcia. The whole aesthetic of this book was the sole reason why I decided to order it, and because it is horror, and I don't really read horror, but I want to. And because it's gothic horror, and I'm here for that. It also gave me big We Have Always Lived in the Castle vibes, which is one of my favorite books. I actually had to check the blurb for this one because I ordered it without having the slightest idea what the story was about. But according to Goodreads, it is the story of Noemi Taboadas, who heads to High Place, which is a mansion, by request of her newlywed cousin, and strange things start happening in the mansion, invading her nightmares. But Noemi is not afraid, and as she digs deeper into the house, she is going to find out terrifying secrets. Terrifying secrets. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'm sold. Cantoras by Carolina Di Robertis. This is a story which takes place in the midst of the Uruguayan dictatorship, and speaks of five women and the relationships of love and friendship they develop. It's about queer love in a time when homosexuality is punishable, and it takes place across 35 years. I Am Not Your Perfect Mexican Daughter by Erika L. Sanchez. This book talks about how sometimes one sibling seems to be given the role of filling in another sibling's shoes. Olga was the perfect Mexican daughter, but when she dies, it is Julia, her sister, who seems to have to assemble the family back together while she is broken too. Julia finds out, however, that her sister Olga was not the image of perfection her parents believed her to be. I'm always down for books which depict what parents think perfection should be, and then there's one kid saying, to the hell with it. So, to be honest, I'm quite excited about this one too. Afterlife by Julia Alvarez. Antonia is the main character of this story, a newly retired teacher whose husband dies and whose sister suddenly disappears. One day she returns home to find an undocumented pregnant teenager on her doorstep. I think this is going to be one of those stories capable of breaking us apart and putting us together, and the book had really good reviews. Furia by Yamile Sayed Mendes. This book is set in Argentina, and it tells the story of Camila Hassan, who at home lives under the shadow of a rising soccer star brother, but outside is a fearless, strong, and talented soccer player herself. On the football field, she is called La Furia, but when her team qualifies for the South American tournament, Camila knows her parents won't see with good eyes her passion for football. As someone who was called a tomboy my whole life and who was expected to be more feminine, whatever that means, and to like more things for girls than things for boys, whatever that also means, this story speaks to my heart. Gender roles are shite and I wish parents and society would just let people be, but things are not like that and stories as these are as relevant as ever. And this is it. This is my list for Latinx Heritage Month. I hope you find some good books in this list, and may we all strive to read diversely year-round. Now, as I said at the beginning of this podcast, I do have some news for the folks living in Rotterdam. Those who follow me on Instagram already know what this is about, because I have already made a few posts talking about it, but there are two new book clubs in town, hosted by the indie bookstore Boss and the Young and by yours truly. One of the book clubs is called Nieuwe Taal, and it's aimed at those who wish to improve their Dutch. We will read Dutch books with simpler language and meet to talk about the books in Dutch without fear of failure or any shame. We all make mistakes. I will be hosting it and I make many mistakes in life in general, but in language specifically. But we can all learn and improve together by doing one of the most fun things out there, which is reading. The other book club is Educate Yourself, and we will be reading books about racism, sexism, LGBTQIA+, and disability. They are both monthly clubs. Educate Yourself will meet every second Wednesday, and New Atal every fourth Wednesday of the month. All meetings will take place inside the Phoenix Food Factory in Katendrecht, following social distancing rules. To attend, you can simply buy the book at Bos & De Jong, or you pay what you can. The first meeting for New Atal is on the 30th of September, where we will check who is interested, what is the reading level of most attendees, and we will introduce the first book we are planning on reading, which, for those interested, is Welcome by the Club by Thomas van der Meer. I loved that book, and I think the writing and the title are perfect to kick off the book club. If you wish to join, there's a link with all info at linktree.com/Karina Pereira, or you can send an email to info@bosandejong.nl. I'll leave the links on the show's notes. I will be back with another bonus episode in 2 weeks. If you have enjoyed this episode, feel free to subscribe, leave a review, and come find me on social media via linktree.com/Karina Pereira. I'm on Instagram and on Twitter under A Story of Sorts. I'll talk to you in 2 weeks. Thank you.